is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Twin Peaks, I-10 Kirkwood location. Lots of sports on the tube. Lots of stuff to get into here, including eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beers. They got a new smoked lineup where they're smoking meats right here in-house. You want to try some of that stuff?
You like smoking meat, don't you?
Well, you got one in your drink holder. You do what you got to do with
all
it.
All right.
You grab your stuff and make sure Crystal gets it by 5:30.
You're big on smoked meats in your mouth, huh?
You want to whisper that some more? Because
is my mic down?
Is
it? Oh, yeah. All right. Steven wants to know my anti-Springer Dinger this year. I will always be anti-Springer Dinger. I hate that with a passion. So
he didn't
yes.
lead off this season with a home run.
No, he did not. Also, I have a question for a texter. His number ends in 3008, and his name is Keith. What I want to know is this the Keith that was the intern at our station? Is this intern Green Mile? Because if it is, I just have questions. That's all. So if you could kindly let me know, Keith, at last four digits 3008, is that you or not? Because I'm not sure. And you send us a lot of text. But, yeah, I'm just wondering if that's the same one.
Fair enough.
Okay. Hey, Barry and Joel, this is on the news right now, but the DEA is looking for a contractor who can burn 1,000 pounds of marijuana per hour and for a minimum of 8 consecutive hours per day. Now, Nick is under the weather, but I'm sure when he's better, he would be happy to help out the DEA get rid of that 1,000 pounds of marijuana.
Very, very true.
As would Fred and AJ and myself, and I don't know who else would partake in the hippie lettuce at this station, but a lot of us wouldn't mind helping. 1,000 pounds in per hour.
Yeah, that's wow.
For 8 hours. They got 8,000 pounds of weed they need to burn. If the DEA was smart, they would just package that up and sell it. pay for some of that overtime.
Right? Or if it was like a lot of agencies, probably guys would just take it in the back room.
Oh yeah, I'm sure the bus was actually 9,000 pounds.
But they're I don't
like,
doubt that at all.
There was a dude. How hard would that be if you were a DEA agent or somebody like that, and you make a bust on a drug dealer? And yeah, the weed's there, and I don't think I would ever take any of the weed or anything. But if you walked into a room, let's just say you're on a bust, you walk into a room with a hidden panel, which takes you into a hidden room. You go in there, the door's closed. There's $4 million on the table in cash. Are you picking up a stack? Are you picking up a bag
it's
and putting it in
man.
Your pocket?
It is tempting. I mean,
would you?
I don't think I would, but I know that it would be tempting because of the fact that you know that. I mean, you got to. There's just so much temptation because did they really get an accurate count? How do they really know it was all there? You know, how long is it going to stay there? A lot of this stuff is.
But you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't take a stack of $100 bills. And put it in your pants.
I mean, if you take a stack, now that's noticeable.
No, like, it's there's on the
you
table.
You skim off the top a lot easier than you take a whole
on
stack.
On the table is just stacks upon stacks.
You're taking a stack?
$4 million, $100 bill stacks. You wouldn't take one, shove it in the boys, and walk out with a bunch of hundreds in your tank.
No, are you?
You're not doing that. Yeah.
Okay. How many?
But, just one.
Okay.
I don't want to do it so much that I would get caught, but one stack. Is the drug dealer going to tell? Be like, nope, I'm missing a stack of hundreds
there's
here.
There's those things called cameras in all the corners that are watching the room.
No, it's a hidden room. They probably don't have the cameras in there. I mean, you obviously look around and go, oh, there's no cameras in the corners.
You don't
put it this way. If there was, if you knew you could get away with it.
Oh, then yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, some people will be like, no, because that's dishonest.
Oh, that's my guarantee. If I have a guarantee I can get away with it, yeah.
Okay, all right. You're making me feel like a bad person for
a minute. Well, I
should. I was like, am I just a bad person because I would take a stack? Like,
I just know that these days, if you think you're on film, that it's too easy because of the fact that in most cases they're not going to make the cameras visible
right.
or recognizable.
Yeah, but in a secret room with a drug dealer, they're probably not going to have cameras.
Oh, no,
there.
With a drug. Well, you never know.
I think in their packaging rooms and stuff like that, they would. But where they keep their money and guns and all that.
I know if you get caught, you're not going to trial or jury. You're just going to bed for good.
Go night-night because of a drug dealer?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to – I would if I felt like there was a 100% chance I could get away with it.
I'm with you.
I think I would take a stack because it's a drug dealer, and it's – I mean, who cares?
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
All right, let's get into some of this
like
baseball you wanted to get into. Let's get into some of these predictions because before it gets too late, we've got lots of predictions to get to. We can start with the division winners. Are you going to change your picks again? I just want to know because I'm going to be on Facebook this evening if I have to.
All right, who you got in the AL East?
AL East, we both said it. I think this is the Yankees' year. I think the Yankees are gonna overtake the Red Sox this year. Uh-oh. Justin Verlander not off to a good start.
Meadows just went deep.
Home run for the
Rays. Yeah, Meadows.
Verlander's giving up a ding-dong, and he's down
1-0. That's the season's over. Down 1-0.
At least it wasn't his newly found changeup.
Right.
That got him.
All right, so you got the Yankees
got the
winning
Yankees.
The East.
Yep.
You had the Indians.
You got the Yankees
I got
well.
The Yankees yep. winning the East.
I got the Indians winning the Central.
Okay.
I got the Astros winning the West.
As do I. Who are your wild card teams?
Wild card teams for me, I mean, obviously the Red Sox
okay.
is one. And I'm going to say, boy.
But then you did your – you know, roll all this down.
You know what? I'm gonna shock you a little bit, maybe.
Okay. White Sox.
No,
that
I
would
thought
shock
about
me.
It. I thought about it.
That would
but
shock
no.
me.
I think the Twins.
Okay.
I think the Twins are gonna. They've got enough talent. Nelson Cruz was a nice addition. I think they always have to find a way to sneak up on people. I'll take the Twins.
I like the Rays. I like what the Rays did in the offseason. They were a good baseball team last year that surprised a lot of people. I have the Rays and the Red Sox in the same division as the Yankees. I have all three of those teams making the playoffs. So that would be my two wild cards, Red Sox and Rays.
All right. National League East. I told you. I'll tell you what. It's a hell of a division. And you already said and mentioned just what a great pitching staff the Nationals have. I think the Phillies are in really good shape, obviously going forward as well. And obviously the Braves are playing well. The Mets are better. I'm going to take the Phillies. I think that I like what they've done.
Okay.
It's not just about Bryce Harper. It's about Real Muto. It's about having a good veteran pitching staff along with a heck of an ace. And I think I'm going to take the Phillies.
Okay. Give me the Nats.
All right.
I think the Washington Nationals, even with the loss of Bryce Harper. It was crazy when I did the review. I was kind of breaking down the Nationals because losing Bryce Harper was a big deal.
Yeah.
He was fourth on the Nationals in war amongst hitters, and he tied for fourth. So, I mean, yeah, you're not going to replace the 34 home runs and 100 RBIs that he knocked in. And obviously he's a once-in-a-generation talent, but they still have plenty of sticks on that team is the point. So, I'll take the Nationals in the NL East.
Central, I'm going with my Brewers.
NL Central, I have the Brewers as well.
Okay.
And then in the NL West.
Dodgers.
My formula told me I had to pick the Dodgers, and so I picked the Dodgers.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not believing in the Dodgers this year, and it won't shock me. In fact, it would be my big surprise of the year if the Dodgers missed the playoffs. I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise to me. I think it would be a surprise to a lot of people.
Right.
Like, if I were just picking with my eye test and heart and everything I saw in the transactions, I'd have the Rockies winning that division. But because in the wild card, I have, again, two teams coming out in the same division, it's not the NL West because I think that's a bad division this year overall. I don't have – whoever does not win that division isn't making the playoffs between the Rockies and the Dodgers. So,
okay.
Who's your wild card, first wild card team?
First wild card for me is the Nationals.
Okay.
I think that it's – again, with their pitching staff, it's hard to go against them. And I think that the Cubs are going to get in.
Okay. Again, I went same as I did in the AL, two teams from the NL East. So I've got the Phillies as the first wild card and the Mets as the second. Now, here's some caveats to this. I kind of did this ranking system, right? So, I like, for example, the Phillies, I gave them an 11.3. The lower the number, the better. The Mets, I gave an 11.6. So I feel like those two teams are very similar. The Cubs, I gave a 13. The Pirates, a 13. The Rockies, an 11.6. Any of those teams – in just a matter of a few games, could flip this and make the wild card. The NL, there's a ton of parity in the NL this year. Oh, I only think there will be 8 teams that don't win 80 games. That's how good the NL is this year. So I could see in the East, you could make a legitimate argument for the Nationals, Phillies, Mets, and the Braves for any of those teams actually winning the NL East. All 4 of those teams are good enough to win the East. In the Central, you could make a case for the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Cardinals winning that division or making a wild card. And in the West, I think it's a 2-horse race between the Dodgers and the Rockies. But I really feel like the Padres and the Diamondbacks are going to be in there for most of the year. Sure. They just don't have enough to win that division. But those are good teams. Like, literally the bad teams in the NL is the Marlins and the Giants to me. That's it. Even the Reds are much improved. So,
right, so there's your division winners. Yeah. We'll come back and get you more of the baseball preview. But again, Astros down 1-0 early as Verlander's given up a home run. So we'll keep you updated on the Astros as we go. But it's opening day of baseball. It is the opening of the Sweet 16 tonight. And, of course, it's the Rockets and the Nuggets from Toyota Center. Lots to get to. Lots for you guys to watch today. Come out to Twin Peaks, I-10 and Kirkwood. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects, coming tonight from Twin Peaks, I-10 in Kirkwood. Stop by and see us. If you can't get here before 4 o'clock, Barry's going to stick around till 7 o'clock, signing 8.5x10 glossies and getting ready for the trip tomorrow to Shenandoah when we will be in the Woodlands for day 2 of the Sweet 16 March Madness and second day of baseball and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, from the text line, hey, Yuli Gurriel gets the Astros off the schneid. After your guy Michael Brantley struck out, told you he sucked.
Right.
Ugh, awful.
We'll talk to me in September.
Send him back down. Trade him. Somebody on the text line said, hey, Barry, didn't you say the same exact thing about the Dodgers last year? The Dodgers are also the same team as last year, probably even better with Seager coming back and Urias pitching this year. Nope. Actually, if I even pulled this up just because I was like, wow, did I? Here's the opening line of the preview for the Washington Nationals last year. Outside of the Dodgers, this might be the most complete team in the NL. So I said that, and then at the top, I picked them to win their division. And I said I didn't like everything they did, but I said it won't be easy, though, because the Yanks and Indians are stacked as well, and the Cubs, Dodgers, and Nationals are also elite teams. So I did say I didn't think they got better, but you got to remember how dominant they were in 2017.
Right.
So, yeah, any team that's going to be as dominant as the Dodgers were in 2017, I felt like they would take a step back. It doesn't mean they're not good. Don't mistake the fact that if I say, I don't think this team is as good as they are last year, like the Red Sox, for example. I think the Red Sox have holes now. They've got a bad bullpen.
Absolutely, and obviously, yeah, their closer is a big
issue. So I don't think the Red Sox are as good as they are last year, but I'm not dumb enough to tell you that I don't think that doesn't mean that they're not a good team. I just don't, the Red Sox were absolutely dominant last year. Absolutely dominant. I don't think that'll be. I think the Yankees will be like that, but it doesn't mean the Red Sox are bad. So, no, I wasn't. I didn't say that last year. And I tell you what, I was showing Joel the list of names that the Dodgers lost. It's pretty extensive.
It is.
They lost a lot of folks. I mean, they lost Puig and Kemp in the trade. Let's see, where did it go?
I mean, the key
so they
is,
added AJ Pollock, and a lot of folks love that kid, and he's got a nice stick, but I don't think he's going to be a big enough replacement.
Jeez, a big enough Jerry Bo, you got work to do on that.
No, I don't think he's enough replacement to replace Machado, Kemp, and Puig. All three names that they lost. They do get Seager back. They lost Alex Wood. They lost Yasmani Grandal, who I really like as well. They lost Brian Dozier. And to replace all they added Josh Toll and Russell Martin and A.J. Pollock. I'm sorry. I just don't think that that's as good of a lineup as they had last year. I don't believe in Bellinger. I mean, I need Justin Turner to show me again that he can do that.
You know how much Muncy, I hate Jock Peterson, so I hope he craps the bed.
Muncy had a great time. We'll see. And I'm look, this is all opinions, and I'm sure I'm wrong in a lot of these. I still have the Dodgers as a good team. I just don't think they were as good as they were last year. I could be wrong. It happens.
Okay.
So.
All right, so how do you want to do the rest of this?
Let's start with our Rookies of the Year. Do you want to do Rookies of the Year or no?
You start with Rookies of the Year.
Which means you didn't do any research. I gave you the rundown this
you
morning.
You put it on the rundown this morning after I already had worked on it. So go ahead. Give me your, your Rookies of the Year.
All right. I won't make you pick. I'll just give what I said. And then
Tatis will be in the running from the Padres. He's made the opening day roster.
Yeah.
He'll be someone that everybody's looking at.
He did make the opening day roster, and that's a hell of a
Vlad Jr. if the Blue Jays would –
Yeah, I don't think Tatis is going to win Rookie of the Year. I have Victor Robles of the Nationals winning. But I think Vlad Jr., hands down, will be Rookie of the Year. He's kind of like last year, I felt Rey Acuna was the can't-miss out of the Braves for Rookie of the Year, and I kind of feel that way about Guerrero Jr. Tatis is good. I think they may have rushed him a little early, but when you go out and spend money on a guy like Machado, you kind of feel like you have to we got to win now. We spent money.
Yep.
So that might be why he got moved to the majors a little sooner than they wanted to. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a good talent, but I have Victor Robles winning the Rookie of the Year. Cy Young, I have Trevor Bauer in the AL.
In a break, he's going to be free at the end of the year.
Gurriel stealing a base?
When they talked about the fact that he had that article where he said, I think it was in Sports Illustrated, I plan on signing one-year deals the rest of my career and bouncing around even if I have to from team to team. So interesting in a contract year if you think he's going to win the Cy Young. I tend to go back and forth. I think it's going to be someone from the Astros. I really believe in their starters more than most, and maybe it is. Maybe I'll jump on the Gerrit Cole bandwagon.
Okay. Yeah, there was like 12 out of 15 or 20 experts picked Gerrit Cole. But I'm going to go with Trevor Bauer. National League, I have Max Scherzer.
And National League, I have Aaron Nola.
Okay.
I just think he was in the mix last year.
Yep.
If I'm going to pick the Phillies to win the division, I think that Nola's going to have another good year.
I'm with you. All right, MVP in the American League, I have Aaron Judge. I feel like the Yankees are stacked, and I feel like he's healthy. He's got another year under his belt. That dude has he does strike out a lot, but there's something about Aaron Judge and the Yankees that scare the crap out of me. And I think the Yankees will have a big year. I think he'll be a big part of that. So I have him as my MVP.
We talked about the fact the Angels are much improved. I think that, you know, what is it, 5 out of the last 7 years he's finished 1 or 2 in MVP balloting.
Twice.
I think Mike Trout is going to win it because he's got more help around him this year. As long as they stay healthy, and I'm not saying they're going to do anything as a team, but I think that he'll live up to the contract, and I think he'll have another great year.
It's a safe pick, for sure. NL, I have Bryce Harper, which is also a safe pick. Yeah, I have Bryce Harper with the Phillies. I think the Phillies make the playoffs. They faded down the stretch last year. But they've made a lot of moves. They've added Realmuto. They've added Bryce Harper. They addressed some other issues that they had with pitching. So I think the Phillies are a really good team, and I think when you win and you make some waves and you get people's attention, the biggest stars on the best teams is going to get that run. And I think I'll have – now, I was torn between him and Arenado, I will say that, because I think the Rockies are really good too. But I went ahead and gave it to Bryce Harper because of where the Phillies
I'm going to Arenado because simply he's a five-tool player. He got another big deal. He's going to live up to that deal. And, again, you're not so high on the Rockies making the playoffs again, and they did.
You got him at
your
second. My numbers said go with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But my eye test and kind of my heart is saying I feel like the Rockies will win that division.
Oh, okay. But you're saying the second team will not get in.
Right. My official pick was the Dodgers, but it's not going to surprise me one bit. Because the Rockies are a legitimately good team.
I took Arenado because simply you can say it's the altitude, you can say it's Colorado, you can say all those things, and you and I have talked about this before. His road splits look just as good as his home splits. Mm-hmm. He's a hell of a defensive player, and I just think he's another guy that just loves the game, and he will live up to the billing, and he'll win it.
It's a solid pick. So there you go.
You got World Series?
Oh, yeah. Yankees beat the Nationals in 6.
Wow. Yankees, Nationals.
Yeah.
I'm going with another year of Astros-Dodgers. Astros win.
I think last year I had – I don't remember who I picked last year, but I want to say it was similar. I got to go back and look. I think I had the Nationals in the playoffs last year, and they were awful. I was looking at some of the stuff that I said, like how I talked about the Rays being bad, and I was like, whoa. Boy, I whiffed on that pretty bad. So it's not an exact science, that is for sure.
All right, well, we're rolling along. We still got a half hour to go in the big show. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up the final 30 minutes before we hand it off to the Blitz. It is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, guys, if you like cash back, if you like getting money, you're going to love GetUpside. This is an app that gets you cash back in your pocket. The app is completely free to download. Just go to your iTunes or Google Play Store. You can download GetUpside. Put it on your phone. Put in promo code Barry so you get an extra savings the first time you fill up. But what GetUpside does is it gets you cash back on gas and food. So when you're at the pump filling up, why would you leave $5 at the pump? If you're not using GetUpside when you fill up, that's essentially what you could be doing. Because GetUpside can get you up to 25 cents a gallon cash back in your pocket every time you fill up at over 500 gas stations around the city. You can get up to 35% cash back at places like Wendy's and Popeye's and Burger King and Cyclone Anaya's and Candelaria's. Tons of places, almost 100 restaurants around the city of Houston where you can get cash back in your pocket. Don't leave money at the table. Don't leave money at the pump. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, and start getting cash back. My wife used my promo code Barry in her phone. She got 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill-up through the GetUpside app. Listeners are getting $200 that they've accumulated in cash back through the app. It's real. It's legit. It works. But you can't get that cash back if you don't download it and you don't start using it. It's called GetUpside. Remember promo code Barry. That's B-A-R-R-Y. Get that cash back and thank me later.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the show. Half hour to go. It is The Usual Suspects coming to you live from Twin Peaks. I-10 in Kirkwood. We'll be here till 4 tomorrow. We'll be at the Twin Peaks in the Woodlands, Shenandoah.
I'm so excited. You know what time I'm going to leave the house tomorrow?
Yeah, like 12:40.
12:15. Okay. Not going to lie. Wow. You know what time I'm going to get up?
12:10. Yep. No, not me.
12, yeah, I'll be rolling out of the rack about 11:45. I'll be on the road about 12:15.
Yeah, tomorrow's picture day.
Oh, at school?
Yeah, and so it's a good thing she came back from vacation early.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it was funny because I walked Taylor into school this morning, and we walked through the gym where they do the pictures. And she goes, Daddy, what's that? And I said, it's picture day. And she goes, oh, do we need to change? I need to pick out a dress. I go, Taylor, pictures are tomorrow. And she goes, oh, it'll wait then.
Oh,
I mean, this
nice.
Kid's already like her mom.
She's sassy.
She's already worried about
I love it.
Always getting dressed up and pictures and the whole works.
Yeah.
I wanted. I don't know if you saw this or not. It was pretty interesting. They were doing a thing on Michael Jordan. And they mentioned the fact that, you know, he had so many big endorsements. He's got Hanes again where they're now giving away his basketball cards as part of if you buy underwear, but he's got Gatorade, he's got obviously the brand Jordan line, and all these different things. And the question came about, did Michael Jordan ever turn down a deal?
Okay.
Turns out he turned down a deal for $1 million a year from Quaker Oats.
Really?
According to an interview that was originally in the Playboy magazine in 1992.
Which I only read for the article.
Of course you did. It has resurfaced. In the article, he talked about how he got pitched for a canned hot dog and beans product called Beanie Weenies.
Okay, I'm not going to be mad at Jordan for turning down a $1 million endorsement for Beanie Weenies.
So they're going to give him a mil.
I'm probably a no on that. Who am I lying?
For Beanie Weenies.
If they came to me and were like, hey, Barry, Beanie Weenies wants you to do reads for him, I'd be like, let's do it. Love me some beanies and love me some. Nope, I'm not.
And if you read the quote from MJ,
yeah,
he said, 2 or 3 years ago, Quaker Oats came to me to endorse Van Camp's pork and beans, only they called it Beanie Weenies, I think it was called. He said, you ever heard of Beanie Weenies pork and beans? It was close to $1 million a year, and I'm saying, Beanie Weenies? How can I stand in front of a camera and say, I'll eat Beanie Weenies?
Hey, MJ, I'm with you.
Why is the greatest of all time?
Michael Jordan and I don't have a lot in common, but we have that in common. That would be difficult to do, but I am a whore, so I probably would still power through for the $1 million.
And he's still at a sense
of course,
of
I don't have Michael Jordan money. If I had Michael Jordan
good
money,
Lord, if we did.
I'm turning it down. But having Barry Laminack money, oh, yeah. I'll get on there and be like, I love
based on some
Beanie
of the stuff
Weenies
we've already endorsed. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but true. He has a sense of humor. But he also said, hey, if I wanted to be a hard-nosed businessman, I could have been in a lot of deals like the one with Johnson Products. I had a deal with them for their hair care products. I had 2 or 3 more years on the deal, and I started losing my hair. So I forfeited the deal and said, okay, we're done. Because if I had wanted to be greedy, I could have said, screw you. You didn't know my hair was falling out. You owe me money. But I didn't.
That's awesome.
So I thought that was some good stuff from MJ. He's still the greatest.
Well, look at that. I talked about Muncy, and he goes and scores the first run for the Dodgers because I said I wanted to see him prove.
Now, are you going to spend
he's
the rest
listening
of the summer validating your?
No, I'm just saying I'm making jokes about. I'm trying to say that never mind.
Because
I feel
just,
like you.
I don't
not,
want you to have to justify to any of our crappy
down
list. I mean, oh, the 10% that like to be a little bit critical.
No, we have our first shift of the year, I believe.
Not surprising that it no won't be the last.
No, not at all. Go ahead.
We had talked about the reviews in football again too.
Uh huh.
It was not a unanimous vote by the owners to approve the new rules. The one owner, Mike Brown of the Brown family that owns the Bengals, was that owner that voted against it. He came out and finally gave a little backup as to why. He said, I've been in this position before. I just vote with my conscience on how I see it. I'm not trying to be offensive. I understand if someone else doesn't want to go my way, but because he's old school and his father, the late Paul Brown, was against replay and replay changes since it was adopted in the 70s, said his stance hasn't changed. For all those reasons, he voted against it.
Well, that's a dumb reason. I'm not going to vote for it in memory of my dad, even though I feel like
well,
this might be better for
too,
the team.
It interrupts the kind of what we were talking about. It interrupts the game. It changes the character of the game. And in my mind, I think in some ways it's sort of odd to see people all sitting there waiting for somebody in New York to tell them it is or it isn't. And I just want to play the game.
That makes no sense to me.
But that's
you're
an old
get
school
me fired
mentality
up again. That makes no sense. You already have replay. If you already have replay, why limit how you would use that tool? Either you say no replay, or if you say yes to replay, then everything should be replayable. Because you're not changing the 2+1. You're not changing any of that stuff. And then the whole, it's taken away from the game. And do like basketball does and get some chick out there on a unicycle spinning plates or something. I don't know.
You're talking about don't mess with
just
Red
get
Panda.
Get it right.
All don't I want, mess with Red Panda.
All I want is get the damn calls right and get better referees and you won't need to run as many replays. How about that?
You did get all fired up again.
I know.
I was just saying that you got the grumpy old man, old school get off
that's
my lawn philosophy.
Ass.
And he at least we found out who the one owner was and yeah he tried to explain why, but it didn't well, provide any reasonable clarity.
I did that because my dad said to do that. Really? Well, you, guess what? If that were the case, then Panera and Krispy Kreme would be out of business. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear? So apparently somebody did some research into the owners of Panera and Krispy Kreme. I forget the name of the company. It's like JLB or something like that. I'll find the name of it. Hold on. Anyways, they did the research and found out that the owners, some of the original owners that date back to the times of Hitler and the Nazis, used slave labor from the Nazis in their chemical plants to help build their business and grow it. So they basically, in a nutshell, they traced Krispy Kreme and Panera and some of these other businesses back to this owner, to this guy who started the businesses and owned it all, and basically working with the Nazis and taking Nazi money and giving money to the Nazis.
And you thought Chick-fil-A was bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to find where it said. Yeah, the family who owns several well-known businesses, including Krispy Kreme donuts and Panera Bread, learned that their ancestors supported Hitler and used Russian civilians and French prisoners of war as forced laborers to work in their factory. The claims against the Riemann family were made Sunday in a four-page report by a German tabloid, billed and confirmed by the family. So it's not like the family was like, oh,
yeah,
we didn't do
not
that.
They're trying to sweep it under the rug.
They said, we are ashamed. These crimes are disgusting. I love that they have owned it because it would have been awful for them to be like, prove it. And then all the proof comes out and you're like,
I hope they're following that up with that's not us. And
no, they're making donations to charities. Okay, and yeah, they're like, yeah, that's awful. And I don't think they would ever. But it says it's not clear how many laborers were used, but Bild reported in 1943 that they made up about 30% of the workforce in the factory, and that documents from uncovered in Germany, France, and the U.S. revealed that Albert Riemann Sr. and his son, Albert Riemann Jr., used forced laborers under the Nazis during World War II. Pretty bad.
Pretty darn bad is right.
Yeah, so.
Congrats go out to Philip Rivers and his wife, by the way.
Holy cow.
Ninth child born. He can cover almost an entire team. Speaking of baseball, he can put an entire lineup on the field.
They do have an offense or a defense. If mom and dad play, they got 11. That's crazy.
Nine kids.
I don't even want one. Why would you have nine? That
nine.
Just seems like an awful life.
I mean, good for Phil, but holy cow on her from her standpoint.
I mean,
nine
Phil,
children? All hers?
Has anyone told him he could pull out? That's an option? Maybe he just doesn't know.
You think he's there with a...
Maybe
he's
like, what?
You think he's...
What? Nine in and now you
tell
me? You
think he's like Smokey and the Bandit or Burt Reynolds? He rolls in with a cowboy hat, the bolo tie, his boots, and nothing else?
Let's make a baby.
I'm here, baby!
They don't even call it making love in his house because every time they do, they end up with a kid. They just call it making a baby because it's literally every time they have sex, they have a baby.
Let's go for... I got an extension in more ways than one. Let's go for 10.
Nine kids.
That is ridiculous, by the way.
Wow.
What is it? The Duggars?
Oh, yeah.
The Duggars have, all those masks. They did that reality show on them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a lot of kids, man.
Dude.
He has to keep playing.
What's your limit? Like, if Lisa came back and said, I want one more kid. I want two more kids. I want four more kids. Where would
you
be like,
limit would be two more.
So you would draw the line at three kids.
Yep.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Two.
So you had there was three,
we had three
kids
in my
your
family.
House. Okay, so that's why three is enough.
Well, yeah, and I mean, just based
apparently
on
eight
you
wasn't
give
enough
a good
for
life
Phil
and everything else, right? So I'd be good with up to three.
Yeah, I'm good with three cats. That's where I draw the line. No more than three cats, and
as
zero.
Long as they're
kids.
Not pooping or throwing up all over.
Zero kids. I'm out on the whole kid thing.
Robinson Chirinos just missed a ding dong for the Astros.
Watch out,
but. I'm telling you right now.
Jerry, is that music playing?
We can barely hear. He hits well at Minute Maid, so I hope that he has a great year for the Stros. But the catching position does worry me for your Houston
Astros. I know. You said it.
All right.
See how it plays out.
We got one segment to go in the big show. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, and the Blitz will take you all the way home through opening day as they're on location as well. So we'll give you all those details in just mere minutes. It's the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Clarence checking out as he's checked in. The suspects here all over the place. We mentioned Crystal Collins. We mentioned Michael earlier. Lots of people in and out saying hello. We appreciate that as we wrap up the show from Twin Peaks, I-10 and Kirkwood location tomorrow in the Woodlands in Shenandoah at Shenandoah location for Twin Peaks. It's been great to cover all these different Twin Peaks locations during March Madness. So we'll have some fun in Barry's backyard tomorrow.
She's got her phone and her Uggs. Is that where you carry your phone and your Uggs? You carry your phone and your Uggs? That's handy. That's fancy. I put mine in, down my pants in the back. I don't like in the crack. It's a good. It's a holds it, huh? In the back, not the front.
You done?
Makes it weird.
You done? And
yeah,
you
I'm
get
done.
On. Don't ever get on me for anything again. She doesn't have a microphone.
That's okay.
And you're making
you
small talk about a phone in her sock.
You only needed to hear what I said, which is I keep my phone in my butt. That's it. Like, but that's. I always wonder that. You ever seen like strippers and they'll have like their ID because they have to have ID on them.
They do?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
A friend of mine. Oh, there you go. Who went yardy?
Oh, do you really want to know, Barry?
Jesus Christ.
You asked the question. We should tell
know.
You it was a
George Springer
dinger.
You didn't need to say that.
Hit it all the way to Galveston. Springer dinger.
Oh my God, I'm gonna vomit. I didn't
there
even
you
know
have
that.
It. You asked.
Oh, that's a 3-1 Jimmy Jack, too. Who was on?
Is George just an opening day type guy?
He is. He really is.
He just lives for this stuff. That's fantastic.
Mariznick and Chirinos were on base, so that's a 3-1 bomb. So, World Series, baby. That's it. It's over.
Oh, Tony Kemp's hugs are back.
Okay.
Are
they doing the look?
Are they going to do the pose?
I hope not. I don't want to. That's got to be 2018. You got to come up with something new. That's like you can't be using the same thing you did last year. That doesn't work.
Okay.
Got to come up with something new. Run. okay.
So.
Back on track.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Strippers.
Yeah. They have to have an ID?
So a long time ago, they passed a law where they had to have pasties on.
That I knew.
But they also have to be like registered sex workers with the city. So they have to have an ID or a badge or whatever they get from the city. So they have to, like, you have to have it on you at all times. If somebody comes in and says, hey, where's your stripper badge? You have to show them your badge.
Really?
So I'm like, where are you keeping that?
Yeah, they don't exactly have pockets.
No, that's what I was like. That's what the first thing I thought is, like, this chick has her phone in her UGG. That can't be comfortable.
And the other thing, and we were talking about it during the break, but UGG is the shoe of choice.
Oh, yeah.
And our waitress said they're not comfortable at all.
They don't look comfortable.
And
they look
hot. She said, and she was very in depth about this. She said, one, they're not comfortable. Mm-hmm. Two, they're supposed to be like from a warm. They're supposed to be from a cold weather place, but they're really made in Australia, and that bothers her.
Right. Okay.
And three, she said they're about $200-$300 a pair, and that's way too much.
Oh, they don't supply them like as part of the uniform.
No,
like
the socks you get.
Like here's some shorts that don't fit.
No. So she's
Here's
wearing a different,
top that's
she's
too
wearing
tight.
More of like a biker style chick boot because
those look
said,
like the boots from the that the Texans cheerleaders wear.
No, they have that big clunky heel on those.
Okay, that's what they look like to me. But I would think that Twin Peaks would be like, all right, as part of your uniform, here's shorts that don't fit. Here's a shirt that's too tight. And
evidently, Dell saw the Motley Crue documentary. The dirt. He's trying to get under the table.
Here's some Uggs. That should all be part of the uniform that they give you. So Dell's packing it up. Dell ain't waiting. He's like, bro, at 3:58, when y'all go off the air, I'm out. I'm not packing up afterwards. Dell's like you. He starts putting his laptop
like
up.
Me.
Yeah, you
okay.
start wrapping
like,
up early.
Okay.
Do you not, Joseph? Don't lie to the people.
If I gotta beat traffic, yeah.
In studio. You're prone to take the mic screen off.
I've told you
unplug
before.
Unplug everything.
I have told you
put
before.
Put the laptop up.
If you don't get on the feeder road by about 4:05 on
that's
59,
all Bill is doing.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at him.
There ain't even a speaker
I'm
here
just
anymore.
A little uncomfortable when he takes the table and gets under the table.
I'm sorry you made it gay.
You just did.
You just said Bill got under the table.
See, the issue is Joel's not that uncomfortable with it. He's lying about being uncomfortable. That's why he's talking about it so much. He would enjoy another crawl under the table. Sorry, Joel, I can't provide that for you.
Depending on who it was, Del, if it wasn't you.
Well, I don't know. You keep talking about me.
Did you see the documentary?
No, I didn't see it.
That's why
he's going to watch
Andreas
it.
Isn't here.
No, now because every time I watch it, I'm going to be thinking of you, so
see?
I'm not going to watch
there
it.
There you go. You're not a Crew fan?
No.
Del Ole was a huge
fan.
When's
the last time they released anything that anyone cared about?
You don't know. You just I just asked the question.
Bro, I can look at Dale and go, not a Motley Crue guy.
No.
That's so easy.
That was racist.
It's not
no,
racist.
No, that's not racist.
It's just perceptive.
It's not racist Del, at all.
You can continue.
I can look at Dale and go, not an Oak Ridge Boys fan.
You don't
that's
know.
That's easy. Dale, do you like the Oak Ridge Boys?
I don't even know who they are.
Thank you.
Nick does.
I'm 2 for 2.
I'm sure Nick does because he can two-step to him.
I
but
can
Nick
look
doesn't
at Dale,
look like an Oak Ridge Boys
I can look
fan.
At Dale and say not a Kenny Rogers fan.
Kenny Rogers Roasters? Had his time. But the guy singing? No.
Thank you. See, that's so easy. I can look at you, Joel, and say ABBA fan. Big,
nope.
Big ABBA
not
guy.
Not even close. Nope.
Ah, oh, this is fun times. Now I'm going to have to go get drunk with Crystal. Not going to happen.
Your boy Ben Roethlisberger blocking some folks on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. No, I mentioned that earlier.
You didn't mention it on the air.
When 790 blocked me. Sure I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
You ever listen to the show?
I try
pretty
not
good.
To.
You should.
No, I just got.
It's a pretty good show, Jones. I think you'd like it. You should give it a listen for sure. I think you'd enjoy it.
I'm going to get the podcast. I really am.
It's been
an adventure.
It went by quick today, though.
Yes, you're off the air so much.
Usually when we're on remotes, I feel like they drag a little bit. Not so today. A lot of fun. Things were happening. Plenty of suspects showed up. Good times have I all. Tons of tweets coming in, tweeting me Springer Dinger. All those people are blocked.
So now it's not just spelling corrections, but it's Springer Dingers? Why don't you set the criteria?
That could be a good thing where I just say, you know what? Zero tolerance policy for blocks has been expanded to stupid home run calls. Like Springer Dinger and what's the other one I didn't like?
Well, your Worrell three-pointers from Galveston?
No, but there was another home run call that I didn't like. But I did like I like Blummer's. I'm really going to miss the fact that there's no
McCannonball,
although we can still get Jake from Rake Farm, so that's good. So some of them are good, but not Springer Ding. That's trying too hard.
Did you see, speaking of our boy Stephen A. Smith before, the fact that he was not in his office at ESPN the other day, but a turkey vulture went flying through the window of his office in their high-rise building.
Through the window?
Through the window, and it survived, and it was sitting on his desk, and
what?
They had to have animal control remove the bird eventually. But when he found out about it, Twitter went nuts because the first thing they said was, what are the chances he calls it a crow? Because you knew he wasn't going to get it right.
That's pretty good.
This they got
eagle,
pictures of, look
this
at the
eagle
hole.
Just landed on my desk.
Look at the hole it created.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a big-ass bird, a turkey vulture.
No doubt.
But you got to be going at a high rate of speed to break through a window like that.
Yep. And the thing was, Trey Wingo and Schefter were all reporting on it and talking about it.
You know, that turkey vulture was just like, I can't stand this dude. He was probably listening and was like, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going in there. I'm going to handle this myself.
And he probably was on his way in going in. And if this MF-er calls me Hunter Henry.
if he says I'm an eagle or a pigeon, I'm going to be so pissed.
If he asks if I'm Mike Socha and I'm still managing the Angels, I'm going to be ticked off.
That's funny.
All right, so a quick update on the Strohs. Verlander just got out of the third. He's been kind of erratic, but at the same time, the Springer Dinger has put the Strohs up 3-1. That's a good sign. Two hits apiece there for the Astros and the Rays as we continue to roll on. Brewers beat the Cardinals 5-4. Josh Rapp suck it in the opener there in Milwaukee.
You guys didn't put a wager on this?
No.
Really?
Dude, we're not as intense as you with all the baseball.
You should have put a wager on, a friendly little wager for the season series.
Oh, the season series is different, yeah.
I think there's still time. It's just one. There's still time.
Okay.
Josh Rapp can no longer disagree with us if the Brewers beat the Cardinals in the season series. And if the Cardinals beat the Brewers, you have to block him.
I can do that anyway.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Y'all need to come up with a bet, though. Seriously.
All right, we'll kick it around. But you know what? We've had a great time at another Twin Peaks location. Always a pleasure to see the suspects out here as well. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow in the Woodlands at the Shenandoah location, where we'll be out to finish the week off on an F Yeah Friday. Your man is going to join us. Tell the peeps about Billy one more time. Billy Gardell,
yeah,
right?
Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly is in town this week at the Joke Joint. Be joining us at 2:15 at the Shenandoah location. Come by, say hi, take a pic, get an autograph. Funny dude. He will be joining us on the show. That's our comedian of the week for tomorrow.
There you go. All right. We appreciate you guys listening and, of course, stopping along for the ride, whether you texted, tweeted, or just made sure you said hi. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Barry and Joel and for Jerry Bo back at the studio, as well as Dell. Hey, y'all have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.